I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sudanese expatriates are watching the fighting in their home country with growing dread. We spoke with Aliyah Haddad, president of Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon, and he says they're supporting many Sudanese seminary students and graduates.
We in Lebanon have a lot of experience with crises and wars and stuff like that, so it takes a while for things to stabilize and new realities to set in to understand how they're going to adjust to that. Now they're entering into what may end up as maybe a long-term civil war. That's the fear. So it's about safety and making sure that people's families are safe, that people's church members are safe.
These young Sudanese Christians at ABTS are learning how to advance the gospel and grow the Sudanese church. Please pray that they'll sense Christ's comfort. Government-funded schools in Uganda are being forced to remove school fees or risk losing government aid. However, Morris Kabuye, National Director of Teach Beyond Uganda, says the government funds aren't reliable.
The funding that comes from government is always late. Even right now as we speak, civil servants are having to wait for more than 4 months without payment. So these teachers who are being paid very, very little are having to wait for this number of months to even get the little that they have been promised. They will not come into classes. This actually accelerates the dropout rates for these young people.
Teach Beyond runs private Christian schools in Uganda that offer gospel-based education, and they rely on prayers and support from the global body of Christ. You can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.